Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, the Montrose Classical Academy is in the early stages of exploring the possibility of establishing a new charter school. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today, the Montrose Classical Academy is in the early stages of exploring the possibility of establishing a new charter school. Kay Alexander, the founding board chair for MCA, has been vocal about the need for educational diversity. Children learn differently, Alexander asserts, emphasizing the importance of offering various educational options to cater to these diverse learning needs. The MCA aims to introduce a classical approach to education inspired by centuries-old educational traditions, from the ancient Greeks to the founding fathers. As of now, MCA is still in the preliminary phase, focusing on gathering community feedback through upcoming meetings. These sessions are set to outline the vision for the academy and assess the community's interest and need for such an institution. Superintendent Carrie Stevenson of the Montrose County School District has acknowledged informal discussions with MCA representatives, but confirms that no official processes have begun. For those unfamiliar, the creation of a charter school involves several steps. It must be authorized by the local school district, requiring an application and a vote by the school board. MCA has set a goal to open its doors for the 2025-26 academic year, meaning the application process needs to begin by mid-August at the latest. Alexander is optimistic about the upcoming community meetings, hoping to see a strong turnout that will reflect widespread support for the charter school initiative. A positive response from about 500 families would, according to Alexander, clearly demonstrate a substantial demand for the educational choice MCA aims to provide. As Montrose Classical Academy takes its first steps toward becoming a reality, the journey ahead is filled with challenges and opportunities. The community's response in the upcoming meetings will be crucial in shaping the path forward for MCA and for educational choice in Montrose. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next, we're discussing Colorado's response to increasing human-bear conflicts through a new grant program announced by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. This initiative, the Human-Bear Conflict Reduction Community Grant Program, allocates $1 million to support projects that make communities bear-proof, aiming to decrease dangerous encounters between humans and bears. The grants are part of a broader effort to ensure that Colorado's residents and wildlife can coexist safely. These conflicts often arise from bears accessing trash and other attractants in human-populated areas, leading to potential dangers for both bears and humans. Eligible participants, including local governments, NGOs, and individuals, can apply for grants by May 24, 2024. Successful projects will focus on innovative and sustainable solutions to manage and reduce these conflicts. This program underscores the importance of proactive wildlife management and community involvement in preserving both public safety and wildlife health. For more details on applying, visit CPW's website. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com. And don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.